Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 3. Being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen. Friday, related verses. 2 Timothy 2:6-7. The laboring farmer must be the first to partake of the fruit. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's cultivated land, God's building. Luke 8:11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. John 7:38. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Jeremiah 23:28-29. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell the dream. And he with whom is my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the straw to the grain, declares Jehovah. Is not my word thus, like fire, declares Jehovah, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Related reading. In 2 Timothy 2:6, Paul likens Timothy to a farmer. Just as a soldier must win the victory and an athlete must receive the crown, so a farmer must partake of the fruit, the food. This requires patience. As athletes, we should be quick, but as farmers, we need to be patient. If out of impatience, a farmer would pluck up the tiny sprouts, his crop would be ruined. Likewise, if he drives his cattle too much, he may hurt them. With both crops and livestock, farmers must learn to have patience. When we go to the front to fight the battle, we have to be bold. Then we can win the war. But when we come to build, we have to be wise. We have to realize that the building which we are building is altogether a matter in life. The wise master builder and the building of God are both matters of life and in life. First, Paul's ministry was a matter of planting. Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. This is not a matter of fighting, but a matter of the growth in life. Then Paul goes on to say that we are God's cultivated land or God's farm. This farm is not wild or uncultivated. It is a farm cultivated by God to grow Christ. A farm is also a matter of life. Then Paul says that we are not only God's farm, but also God's building. This building is surely a building in life. In 1 Peter 2:2, the word is referred to as milk. As newborn babes, long for the guileless milk of the word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation. The portions of the Bible that are easy for us to take in are milk. They are also called the good word and the word of grace. When we read some parts of the word, we feel like a child enjoying a refreshing glass of milk. Other portions of the word, though, have more weight to them. Taking them in is like eating a steak. These weightier portions are referred to in Hebrews as solid food and as the word of righteousness. When we receive them, they give us the weight of maturity. These, then, are the life ways to take the word. Taste it, breathe it, eat it, drink it as milk, and take it in as solid food. Notice how the word is described in Isaiah 55:10 through 11. Just as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and does not return there until it waters the earth and makes it bear and sprout forth, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me vainly, but it will accomplish what I delight in, and it will prosper in the matter to which I have sent it. The word is likened to rain in summer and snow in winter, watering us to produce the seed for fruit bearing and the bread for our satisfaction. This is a marvelous picture of our experience in taking the word. The word of God even brings health to our body. Proverbs 4:20 through 22 says, "My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh." How can God's word make us physically healthy? Illness is often caused by anxiety or anger. If people are made happy, their sickness often disappears. When we get into the word, joy comes in to heal. The word kills the bothering things and brings in resurrection. Then we can eat and digest our food well, and our body becomes healthy.